We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I seem to remember having used that line. That was a little duo, wasn't it? Our boy Ian's in the booth. He's standing up. Rocking out now. The concert last night kind of reminded me of the LSU game the other day. I mean, this guy never got off the stage. Almost 3 hours, chock full of music. I want to hear from folks that went to the concert last night. 260-1870 or text 870-870. Had a great time. I also want to hear from you. What was your favorite song that he played? There was a little bit for everybody. I don't care when you entered into the era of Paul McCartney, there was a song there for you. I mean, from the very beginning, before they were ever the Beatles, he played a couple of songs that they had together that he was able to actually purchase. 76 years old Paul McCartney is. Still a lot of energy, unbelievable musician. I think he played the ukulele, the mandolin, three or four different guitars, the bass guitar, two different pianos. It was just absolutely unbelievable. The choreography of the show was phenomenal. You're not going to see a lot of dancing out of Paul McCartney. He's still a little stiff in that regard, but his band, the two guitarists, two of the best in the business by far, but just great songs, great music. I mean, the transition from one to the next was incredible, and it was just really, really on fire last night. First night in the U.S. on his U.S. tour, opening night on the North American tour. He's been in the city a couple of days. They've been practicing. His daughter has a show at one of the French Quarter galleries. The name escapes me, but she's presenting there and been in town for several days, which is great for the city. He mentioned that his wife's traveling with him as well on tour, so it was a lot of fun. Let's go to James out of Metairie. What say you, James?
Well, thanks very much, Newell. I went last night.
Wait, James. We're going to agree. Please tell me we're going to agree about the concert.
We are going to agree.
James. All right. I knew we were going to get on the same page on something one day.
You know, Newell. Every other show has to pale in comparison to that. This is the third time I've seen him since I've been moved back to New Orleans. I think I enjoyed the second one a little bit more. He had more of his traditional Beatles music. You're right, though. You know, there was that tune that they recorded before they actually were the Beatles. You know, Hey Jude, one of my favorites, Let It Be. The musicians were fabulous, as you said. The drummer had his own act going on. The only thing I wish they would cut out are those darn pyrotechnics.
Daylights out of me, because I was right on the side of the stage about eight rows up, and when they went off,
yeah.
I mean you know,
all the smoke, whatever that is, though, it can't be good for people with emphysema. But I don't think the flames and the explosions are necessary. The man, you know, he has such a wide repertoire of what he has done. Such a creative man, a 76-year-old billionaire up on stage, making music, enjoying himself, you know, giving tribute to Paul, to John and to George.
Yeah.
Didn't say a thing about Ringo, however, but I don't think that was really a slight, because Ringo doesn't have a larger volume of music that he's written. But it was just, I don't see how any performance could come even close to Mr. Paul McCartney. The Stones are coming to town, I guess. I don't want to see that. They don't have the volume of great, great music.
Shame on you. Yeah, shame on you.
Well, maybe so, but we disagree.
There you go. I was hoping against hope, but there it is. You know.
He did say something though about the political climate. Did you catch that?
It wasn't much, but I mean,
I know,
Paul McCartney has a very tasteful and elegant way.
Yes.
Of presenting issues.
Sir Paul McCartney.
You're right. Absolutely. James, thanks so much for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eddie out in Baton Rouge. What's your thoughts, Eddie?
Unbelievable show. I went to what I noticed the most is that I've never seen so many different ages of people in the audience. And though I know you were there, too, but I never saw a seat that was empty.
It was a sellout. It was definitely a sellout, and it's been a while since I've seen people actually hawking out front to get tickets. I mean, they had people with fingers up trying to buy tickets out in front of the concert. You hadn't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it looked like a football game. And I'm a former musician, and I met a lot of musician friends there that came to listen to Paul McCartney and. The songs they played, did his repertoire. It was a very, very enjoyable evening. I'm so glad I attended that, and I'm so glad that everybody in New Orleans and Louisiana. But Paul was so impressed at the audience participation. I mean, every song, you know, he was at it, was standing up and cheering and driving him on. And it was just a great show.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I was.
Eddie, thanks so much for calling. Got to get to a break. We're going to come back to the talk lines. We want to hear from you. And I think there were thousands upon thousands of fans that were truly amazed by the show that was put on by Sir Paul McCartney last evening. And I don't think there was a single person that walked out of there disappointed with the show that was put on. And let's go to Laurie and see what she thought about the show last evening. Laurie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Favorite song last night?
Oubla Dee and Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die was when they used the pyrotechnics that James was talking about. I don't know about you, but it scared the total bejesus out of me. I wasn't expecting
scared
it.
Scared me too.
You didn't see it on the stage, and all of a sudden flames going up in the air right after this sonic boom.
It scared me to death, but it was fitting, and that's the only time he used it.
Yeah, no, it truly was. It's a great song, one that I love, and Obla Di Obla Da is obviously one that the audience participation was a lot of fun in as well. He looked like he was having a good time. Did it not to you?
He did. He looked like he was enjoying his time, and he wasn't rushing. He was just, you know, telling stories with friends is kind of how he seemed in between.
You know, there was a
time. He did not stop. I never saw him take a drink.
No, not a sip of water, not anything, just singing, you know, one song after the next. And, I mean, he participated in every song, you know.
Yeah.
And was singing.
No instrumental.
He sang a song last night that was, I didn't expect, back in the USSR. And I love the story that he told about two top Russian officials that approached him backstage when they played in Red Square in Russia. And one of them walks up to him and tells him that he learned English listening to the Beatles records. And
can you believe that?
And do you remember what he said? He told what the Russian told him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I was laughing so hard.
I couldn't believe it. Tell the audience.
I couldn't. I can't think of it offhand right now. But when he said it, I was like, "Oh my God!"
Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye. Yeah. Hello, goodbye.
Yeah. And when he told the Jimi Hendrix story about, you know, when
I enjoyed that
when his guitar was totally out of tune and he's looking for Eric Clapton in the audience and Paul and I think George and John were in the audience as well listening to Jimi Hendrix, that was a great story as well. I actually enjoy when artists tell stories. A lot of people don't. They say, I'm there to listen to music. I'm not there to listen to stories. But I thought he did a great job of weaving it, you know, into the show.
He did. And it gives you the background to what he's singing a lot of times and the meaning that it has a little bit to him, and gives it some context. And Elton John did the same thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then when he played the love ballad to his wife, who was in the audience last night, I know that all the ladies, and I enjoyed it as well. I thought that was a special touch as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And he said his daughter was in town with him, too.
Yes, his daughter's in town. She's presenting. She's a photographer. She has a show at one of the galleries in the French Quarter. I'm trying to get somebody to call in and tell me where it is. I can't remember. I read about it.
It was in the paper. It was in the paper as to what it was. I remember reading it.
But it will be there through the summer, as I recall. So that was special as well. And opening the North American tour here in New Orleans, and we'll talk about a little bit about that. Got to get to a break. Thanks so much for calling, Lori. Appreciate your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 260-1870. Our text is at 870-870. We'll be right back. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on. I was just reminiscing about a dance. No, maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Somebody asked about one of the other songs that we had leading in. It was Say, 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 which was a duo with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. And Ian pulled it up because that was the year he was born in, 1983. He's a youngster. I said, rub it in. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. Nick on line one, driving. What's going on, man?
Hey, Noah, how are you?
Doing great. Still trying to recover. The voice is gone.
Sing along with Sir Paul.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, that was my fifth concert. And he's a remarkable entertainer. And, you know, you were asking people what was their favorite. I love the rendition of the song written by George, the something song, the way he starts out the ukulele and then it evolves into the entire band.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great.
It's great. And the only disappointment I had was at the four of the concerts, he sang yesterday and he didn't sing it last night.
You know, it's funny. My wife and I were walking out of the arena and she looked at me. She goes, "Did he sing yesterday?" I said, "No, he did not."
No, he did not. And it made me wonder because that was one of his staples. He would sing that during one of the encores. He does. In 2002, he did like three encores, and he finally told everybody they just had to go home.
Right.
but he makes it very personal. You know, he talks to the audience. You know, you can tell he doesn't want to stop as much as people don't want him to stop. But, you know, it comes a time you just have to say, that's it, folks.
What was the biggest surprise song that you heard last night for you? There were a couple for me.
There was a couple. I think, and I don't know, the Mr. Kite tribute to Mr. Kite, the one that sounds like a circus.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's based on the poster that was in John Lennon's room or whatever.
Yep.
I don't think he played that at the prior concerts. That was a surprise. The horns, the brass section, that was new.
That was new, and they were excellent. I love horns, so I mean, they were great. I thought it was a nice addition.
It was, and they started out being in the audience. You know, I thought, that is so cool. You know, he always has a little bit of a twist. So those guys were awesome, and they could dance, too.
Absolutely. The two for me was, rarely do have I heard him play Helter Skelter. And
oh, really? Well, he's played that. He loves Helter Skelter.
That was the first time that I heard that. I must have missed it at some of his other concerts. And then Birthday, that was the first song that they played in the encore.
I recall those at the other concerts.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. He has played those because he loves the rock and roll stuff. He really does. But I saw him in 2011 in St. Louis. I have a daughter that lives there, and I took her to it. And he doesn't talk about this, but in one of the songs where he leaves the piano and then he goes to the guitar, those steps he comes down, which have no handrail, he did a face plant.
Oh, jeez.
Spread eagle. The band never missed a note. He sprang right back up, put the guitar on, finished the song, and then it was over after the applause. He kind of pointed over there, and he said, he goes, I did that on purpose. He has a great sense of humor, but it's an experience. And the other thing is there's many, I told my daughter, I said, there was many as old fogies like me there as there were young people like you. That's the amazing thing.
Well, I don't know how old you are. I'm 61, so I'm 62. Up there. I'm up there as well. It was a great crowd. It was a good mix. I thought it was a great crowd. It was interesting to me, and I wanted to make this point. When he asked where everybody was from, it was about a third from, out of town. About a third from the greater New Orleans area, and about a third from New Orleans. So it was a good, healthy mix. At one point, I'm sure you remember, he was kind of trying to gauge the crowd where everybody was from.
Yes, and then that was funny, his comment about, he said, when we play the oldies, it looks like a galaxy out there with all the phones lit up.
Yeah.
He said, and then we play the new stuff, and it's like a black hole.
It's like a black hole, absolutely. His new songs are actually very entertaining. I enjoyed them. I really did.
They were good. I like the ones that he played. I thought he had the crowd going with some of the new stuff. So
absolutely.
For an artist, he has to play that.
Well, Nick, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's a song written during the Civil Rights era, talking about the plight during the Civil Rights in this country. He wanted to memorialize that and make a statement about it at that point in time. He talked about that last night during the concert. In fact, the stage rose up. We thought he was going through the roof. It went so high at one point in time. The choreography last night was just incredible. As I said before, you're not going to see a lot of dancing out of Paul McCartney. It's just not his shtick, right? There's so many other things that he does well. Okay, I finally got the information. Well, I knew his daughter's name was Mary, and he talked about Mary. Mary has four children now, and he kind of made light of that fact, I think. Never did reveal his age, but he's 76 years old. And Mary McCartney has a photography presentation at From the Print Drawer. It's called From the Print Drawer at a gallery for fine photography, 241 Charter Street, and it'll be presented there now through August the 1st. And she opened it the other night, and I would assume that Paul and the rest of the gang were there. As we said before, this was the opening of the North American tour here. And one of the reasons a lot of tours open in Louisiana is that there are special considerations given here in Louisiana for tours to open here. So the band, the production, and everybody come here, and some in advance a week before the opening to fine-tune their presentation and everything else. So it's a really nice opportunity for us here. Ready to win some money? Now's your chance to win $1,000 in our $12,000 a day giveaway. The code word this hour is WINE, W-I-N-E. Text WINE to 72881 at 72881. Listen for the next code word right before the top of the hour, every hour now through 6 p.m. Don't miss your chance at $12,000 a day in Entercom's national 12K a day giveaway. Good luck from all of us at WWL. We never charge for text, but individual plan texts and data rates apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.